Welcome to a World of Good podcast. I'm Nate Tapman.
And I'm Andrew Gale.
And we are two friends
who love Jesus,
care about the church,
and travel the world to share stories of people who do the same.
Our conversations happen in all kinds of places,
like a coffee shop in an airport terminal,
or even the back of a crowded taxi.
But no matter where we go, from Argentina to Zimbabwe,
we capture stories of the good God is doing around the world.
And we hope those stories will do you a world of good. Welcome to a World of Good podcast. My name is Andrew Gale, and I am sitting in a lovely garden in Arusha, Tanzania. We just finished up the second day of our meetings for the All Africa Assembly that's happening here at this hotel in Arusha. And I have, during my time, been able to interview a number of folks, and I have another great person I get to sit down with and talk about experiences in the church with, and that is my good friend, Reverend Noel Barumwete. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the church in Congo. Noel, welcome to A World of Good podcast.
Thank you so much.
And Noel, you are the national leader for the Church of God in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So for those who may not know where Congo is, where is Congo in Africa?
Thank you so much. Congo is located near our neighbor of Rwanda. We are here in northern province of Congo, DRC.
The northern province, okay.
Yes.
And what is something that you love about Congo, about your country?
What I love from my country is that people like to go to the church, even the situation they are passing, but they have that gift of serving the Lord.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So you're talking about the church and people loving to go to the church.
Yes.
Tell us about the Church of God in Congo. How many churches are there? How many people are a part of that? What does that look like?
Thank you so much. As a legal of Republic Democratic of Congo, I'm leading this church for 2 years and a half. And soon, it is now 3 years that I've been elected. We have 104 churches, whereby 64 churches are active and 40 churches, because of being in a long distance and means of transport, we are not reaching the area. This church has a long story. Since 1994, it is now 20 years. Whereby we have been led by bad leaders who betray the church. But we thank God now, the church is starting as fresh.
Wonderful. And so you are the national leader for all of the churches in the Church of God in Congo.
Yes.
And you've been in that role for 3 years.
Yes.
You are married and have kids.
Yes.
And have a child on the way as well.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of things in your life that are going on.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Mm. If I were to come visit one of your churches, what would a church service be like? Is there singing? Is there dancing? What's a church service like in Congo?
Yes, you know, as our culture from Congo, when we are to the church, it's like a nice place for us to worship the Lord with a lot of music. Everyone is happy. You know, the country is passing under so many stress.
Yes.
So people can have their help when they are to the church by dancing, having music, and hearing the word of God.
That's beautiful. So people that are in a very difficult country, I mean, a country that has lots of challenges, the church can be a safe place for them
yes.
to come and sing and be joyful and dance.
Yes.
What a beautiful outreach to the community. You had some churches that experienced some real difficulty recently. I'm thinking about a year ago, June of 2021.
Yes.
There was a volcano eruption that affected some churches in the city of Goma, Congo. Can you tell us about that and what happened?
First of all, I thank you people from the Global Strategy for the great job done to us in Congo DRC. Yes, Congo has been attacked by so many disasters, as volcano eruption, and many people from Church of God has been victim. Let me start by our church there in Goma, where the volcano is located in Nyiragongo. this church has been there for a long time. It has been there for 20 years old. No building, no what. I know that my brother, Reverend Andrew, will have some photos to show to you.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say what God has done for us in June through Nyiragongo Volcano. For me, it is like a blessing.
Mm.
In my leadership as a woman, you know that as a lady, you know that leading numbers of churches, a lady of 34 years is not easy. But let me say that it was like a blessing to me to show my leadership through churches, because many of them has been benefit this relief from you and develop their churches. They
wow.
receive food. Some of us who discuss with our committee and our members, we say, this is a blessing to us. Instead of eating, let us have for development as supporting church and have for food. And this has brought a lot of challenge in Congo DRC Church of God. Not one churches, but we have around 5 churches who has been victim of Nyiragongo volcano, and they are very happy for your help.
So
thank you so much.
So there are about 5 churches then that experienced some form of kind of destruction or they were affected by the volcano.
Yes, those 4 churches has been affected, but through this donation that we have received, let me say all the Congo Church of God has received a small gift through this program of Nyiragongo. That's why we thank you for the job done to us.
Wow. So something as tragic and difficult as a volcano eruption,
yes.
you've been able to see blessing come out of that as the
yes.
church has united together.
Yes.
And you mentioned you're only 34 years old. You're a young person and a female,
yes.
which makes leading difficult in any context, but even in the African context. But you expressed that this experience and being able to support the churches has been a uniting factor for the church in Congo.
Yes, that is true, because I have an experience also. Since I have led the church for 3 years, as I said, that the church has been betrayed by bad leaders,
mm-hmm.
leading the church to hell. So after that, the community has decided to sit and have an election for a new leader. So they decided for the change, as we see this lady growing
mm-hmm.
since childhood to our Church of God. It seems that she has this gift of leading people. They put me there.
Wow.
Not all of them were happy because of being a lady, but God has allowed it. And I thank God for that. To now, we are seeing a lot of change. The church to be united, as recently, I register around 30 churches come to us.
Wow.
Saying that we consider ourselves that we have been to the forest. Out of the line of Church of God, we are coming back because we are seeing the light shining in Church of God, Congo DRC.
Wow.
Not by myself, but it is by God's grace and your support, because people need to know and to see development.
Yeah. Well, we are so grateful that we got to help support and be just a small part of making that happen, and grateful that, you know, we can support, but unless there are leaders on the ground like you making those things happen, our support doesn't do anything. So thank you, Reverend Noel, for being that light to the community. Thank you for accepting the challenge to be a leader in a time that I'm sure is very difficult. You said you grew up in the Church of God.
Yes.
So this has been your home church for a long time.
Yes.
And now you get to be a part of not just a person in the church, but you get to be a part of helping to lead the church into something new.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, mm-hmm. have you studied? I think I know this answer to this question, mm-hmm. but you've done some education as well. Where did you go and get your degree for ministry?
Thank you so much. Let me start by my secondary school. I have done social Then going to the university, I have a BA of Community Development. Then I have received a chance of going to Kiste International School of Theology. And I thank God for that.
I also want to express that because I think some people listening, they may have heard of KIST, of Kima International School of Theology. It's another place that we support. And I think it's beautiful to think about this young lady who was raised up in the Church of God, who went and did community development and then went to KIST and got a ministry degree, yes, that's now using all of that information back in her home country of Congo to support the church. What a beautiful storyline, yes, of the way that you've grown and learned, and then people saw leadership in you.
Yeah.
And they called that out and said, we want you to help lead us into something new. Mm. That's something that I celebrate. As a
you.
Church of God person, I celebrate your story.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for your leadership.
Thank you so much.
I want to look through these pictures that you have and see if there's anything else. So there was some food distribution that happened.
Yes. This is like a sample, but there are many, yes, distributions because we have a lot of church and,
yeah,
everyone has took advantage of it.
Good. So you were distributing food, but you also did some construction, it looks like, as well, for some buildings. Is that correct?
Yes.
Reconstructing buildings that had fallen down, and trying to help support churches that didn't have roofs or didn't have places to sit.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's still more work to be done.
Yes, there's many.
So, Reverend Noel, if there was something that the church in the United States could be praying for you about, as they lift up you in prayer, what would you ask them to pray about on your behalf and on the behalf of the Church of God in the DRC Congo?
Thank you so much. First of all, I have so many requests. But the first one, as our prayer requests, we want visitors to come outside and train us, especially in leadership. We are to the undeveloped country where I'm the first lady to lead the church,
mm-hmm,
first lady to be a reverend, no one like a pastor, no one what. And we want to make a good story. That's why I alone, I can't do anything. I need you to come. We fellowship together and we train the next generation. Because we don't know what will come tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The example that I am leading the church, I want this story to continue.
Yeah.
The young ladies who are behind me to see that the church, yeah, needs someone, not a man or a woman, but a lady who can make a good story for Congo.
Amen.
Secondly, as our prayer requests, Church of God is big. As I have said before that we have 104 churches whereby 64 are active, and others, because of transport, financial support, we don't reach that place.
Mm.
We request a project that can develop the need of the church. When I know that one day when you will visit our churches, many of them has a problem of building. They need support. Nowadays, I teach them how to promote their self-development, but reaching somewhere, they are failing. They need a project that can support churches to be built.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I think that transportation is a real challenge in a lot of countries, because we have leaders that are leading, like you, countries that are huge.
Yeah.
And the ability to get around and visit those countries. I saw a picture of you on the back of a boda-boda, on the back of a motorcycle. And that's the way that you were getting around to visit churches.
Yes.
And I think the first time I saw it, I said, I hope you weren't doing that while you were pregnant, because that would be very uncomfortable. But I think that is a reality, is that transportation is very difficult in a lot of countries. And to support leaders, and we can be praying that God would bring the right things to you so that transportation would no longer be a hindrance, no longer be a barrier to you reaching out to those churches that are farther away. That is a tangible, real prayer request that I think that we will be lifting up for you.
Yes, that is good. But even this problem of having a project, you know, Congo is big.
Mm.
without your help of COVID-19, of this volcano, no development.
Yeah.
So if we have a project like a school, a clinic,
yes,
this program of Children of Promise,
yeah,
we can do better.
Yeah.
Because as a leader, at any time, you can't come and say, I need transport, I need food in my way, I need this, this, and this. But with a big project that we can do together, the community of the Church of God can be developed.
Yes, and grow.
Yes.
Well, we are so grateful for you and your leadership. I'm grateful for the young girls that get to see you as a leader. You said you're the first female leader,
the first reverend, and the first
national leader.
Yes.
Wow. And I am grateful for the young girls like my daughter, you know, who get to see women like you in leadership. Yeah. I think about the table we were sitting at early today with all of the leaders from other assemblies around Africa. And you and Reverend Milas and Dow are two national leaders who are women. And I think about the things that Reverend Milas said about the importance of raising up women in leadership.
Yes.
And that if Africa is to move forward, women have to be empowered.
Yeah. You know that Africa is considered that there is this thought as women to the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Then men leading.
Yes.
Even to the church, most of us, most of our cultures here in Africa, they say during a ministry, a lady is there to sit and hear what he's saying, not to speak.
Wow.
And others consider us like they are curses to be led by a woman. So, you know, you understand that you have a lot of job to pray for us.
Yes.
After praying, make a decision.
Yeah, do
decision
something.
Of coming.
Yes.
Try nurse about that issue.
Yeah.
You know the food of a visitor is tastily than a home food. Thank you so much.
Well, Pastor Noel, thank you for this time. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your heart. I would love to just close by praying for you in the ministry that you're doing.
Yes.
God, thank you so much for Reverend Noel, for the ministry that she's doing, for her family, for her husband and her kids. We pray that you would continue to give her strength, continue to give her encouragement, continue to empower her as she leads the Congo DRC Church of God. God, we pray that you would continue to bring the right people around her. We're so grateful that Global Strategy got to support the church after the volcano and then with COVID-19 relief in order to see the church grow. But there's so much more growth that needs to be done. And so we just pray for the right resources, no matter where those resources are to come from, that the right resources would be available so that the church can grow and expand. God, we pray for transportation, that would not be an issue, that the ability to visit would be possible. And God, that even visitors from outside of the DRC Congo are able to come and connect and support and encourage and worship with the Church of God there. God, we know that you are the maker of all things and that you are here with us and here supporting us. And so we just pray for that your spirit will be present and encourage us as we go on our way. Thank you for Reverend Noel and for the church in the Congo DRC. We ask this all in the powerful name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you too.
Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a podcast production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us at Twitter at A World of Good Pod, on Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/A World of Good. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.